Shmaitzer Shir Tuesday night, or Liyud Beis Mar Cheshvan Tavshin Ayin Hay. And we're going to start with, we're going to go back to the in Shmaitzer Zion Perek Tezvov. And as I say, the end of Perek Tezvov and Perek Tezayin continues about these things. And then Yud Zion goes back to Kanimsa Kanoya and Chazaka Da'ashtar and Chazaka Da'meikara and back to the things we know and love about the Shmaitzer. We're in the middle of Perek Tezvov. We'll start from the paragraph that starts with, I don't know if you have it as a separate paragraph, I don't know. Uvatur Shulchan Aruch HaShemish Bet Kosav De Bebuchor LeNachla Have Mechiyotza Rov Padachto B'chaye Yoviv. Okay? You have it? Beryl, you're with us? Okay, so the tour paskins that you only become a Bechor LeNachla Mechiyotza Rov Padachto. You need Yakir. So the Torah says only if Rov Padachto came out B'chaye Oviv. Right, because you need Yakir. But that's all you need. You need Yotzer Rov Padachto. With the Sma Shom V'zel Lashono Avogab the Rov Padachto Lo Havi Yakir. So the Sma says, the Sma assumes that it's, there's no Hakara with only Rov Padachto. But you say Ruba Kekulo, and Ruba Kekulo is a halachic principle, so it's like, you know, Santa Clara, you don't have actual Hakara, but you have Ruba Kekulo, so that's like you have Hakara, because it's like the whole Patachos came out. That's the top, the Sma.
Does that make, is there any, I mean, I don't understand
that. That Ruba Kekulo. That's my word, Ke'ilo. The point
it's,
is.
No, he's his. It's like a
okay,
it's
very
like
good. Ruba Kekulo is good enough. That's all.
Isn't Yakir like New Yakir? Like
okay, so you don't hold like the Shema, you hold like the Shema itself.
I get that a little bit. Is Mahokis and Matthias, by the way?
No.
Rav Padachto is really a Yakir?
I don't know, Matthias. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
we don't like to say that.
The Shema itself, why not? It only occurs around 2,000 times in Shas.
No.
The Shmaitzer feels it's Mukhrach. Let me tell you something. Most of the Machlokes and Metzias that you have all over Shas, you're talking about a gray area where it's not so clear. And you can say like this, and you can say like that. So you bring a Raya from a Gemara, you bring a Toshma, that it's this way. Things are really not clear cut. Who knows physics here?
Depends how it
the role of the observer in quantum physics?
Quantum physics. Quantum, right? So nowadays we're more aware of the fact that we don't really know anything. Everything is guesswork. Everything is probability. We don't know anything. So that's... That's why everything's a din. Even two Adam is a din. That's why everything's only a din. Everything is only a part of the legal system. You don't see anything, you don't really know anything. It's all probabilities.
I'm going to figure it out for Ron.
So it's the sign goes under
Stein. I was talking to a friend, a master in the Ram Kal, definitely from Sefer Gayon and Sefer Melitza, and he said, and
that's the guy that's not from?
No. This is the guy I just met at Minto. He's not a Minto. Excuse me. And he said he was going over there.
Anyway, so Ruba Kekulo. I'll tell you something that might make you satisfied. Might. Even when the Torah says Yakir, it doesn't really need the act of Yakir. As Eitan pointed out yesterday, you're talking about a newborn. There's no Yakir in a newborn. That's just the Torah's way of saying that the Padacha should come out. It's not that you need the Yakir. And let's say you don't recognize it, so the kid's not Yairish.
When the baby comes out,
you don't need the act of Yakir.
Anybody like a mother or midwife is serious about it.
Okay, the point is, you don't... I'm answering you with the smile hold. The smile holds, you don't need the Yakir. it's the Yakir is the Torah's way of telling us that the Bedachas came out. So you could say Ruba Kukula. That's what the Smach is. You don't need the Yakir per se. The Yakir is also just a way of determining how much of it has to have been born, has to have come out of the womb. Okay, that's just one Mahalach to explain it. Whenever you have a din in the Torah that's learned out from a pasuk, Yibum, you know, Asher Teleh, Prat La'ilanis. But nobody says she has to give birth in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. It's just, it's a way of being a Ma'id Islandess. But you don't need the actual Teleh for the Kiyam Mitzvah Yibum. Why? Well, what's the point of Kiyam? Yeah, so the Torah wants a certain type of lady. That's exactly the right point. The Torah wants a certain this is what the Torah wants. It wants that it should be this much born, this much that has come out of the womb. Maybe that's that could be a possible mahalach in the Smach.
Okay,
a lot of things. You know. Let's say that you have to shecht the simonim, and you say ruba kukulo. So you don't say, but for it you need a shecht the whole simon. Ruba kukulo.
That's the parish at the end. Really,
yeah, but shechting a simon is shechting a simon.
No, why does shechting a simon do anything?
It doesn't say beferish, you say ruba kukulo by the simonim. It doesn't say that.
It also doesn't say beferish, you have to shech the simonim. It's all of Moshe Mishina.
So?
It's already a din. It's a pure din. It doesn't put
okay.
Some magic, but this yakir we're talking about is a way of recognizing.
And let's say you don't recognize.
You know,
and let's say you don't recognize.
You can't solve the Lone Ranger.
Let's say you don't recognize. You're not Yorish.
No, doesn't mean you can. The person happens to not.
It means you need a Roy.
You recognize by somebody who has a good eye.
Okay. Because, I hear. Look, the Shemites are arguing with the Sma. I can't argue too strenuously. Because the Shemites takes this with the Sma. Like, why should I? If you want to know how to understand how to wrap your head around the Sma, I'm giving you a possible Mahalach. Maybe there's other Mahalchim. Maybe he holds that you need Taki Yakir, but Ruba Kukulo could fill that gap. Maybe. Just like it fills other gaps. It fills a gap in Sanhedrin. It fills a gap in the Simonim being Shechted. So maybe it fills this gap also. The Kosher DMK, my Korach, the Rabbi Yochanan. So the Shmaitza, though, now asks. According to the Smad, that there's no Poyel Dika Hakora, my Poruch Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan says the Padachas is good enough for the Nachla, it asks me Mishnah Seinu in Yuvamis. Deim Eden Elal parts of Ponim and Machoitim, you need more than the Padachas. And the Gemara answers with Machmir by Yeshus Ish. Name of time of Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Padachas Poitel and Nachla, should the Padachas have a lay Rosho. Why is the Padachas not Rov Padachto? The Padachas is Rov Rosho. The Kedisha Verkam Apelis, Yotza Kedarko, Achayetze Rov Rosho. Bezeo Rov Rosho, which is Yotza Padachto, Ayan Shom. Even the Padachas have a lay Rov Rosho. So what does the Gemara want? You're saying Ruba Kukulo is enough according to the Taz. So you have Rov the Rosh. The name of Rabbi Yechon Diyama Padachas Poiter, Hainu Kola Padachas. Right? So the Padachas would mean the whole Padachas, but then you say Ruba Kukulo. You can't have a way Rov Rosh, or Ruba Kukulo, have like Hili Yosa Kola Rosh. Ruba Kola Rosh Vadei Barakerahu, El Al Kor Chokloi Mahani Achlola de Ruba Kukulo Lenachlo, because you need Hakara, called the Lesser Bay Kero, which is the Chsev Yakir. Okay, so why Taka does the Torah say that Rov Padachas is enough, at least according to the Torah? That's what you have to say according to the Torah. Not like the Smaz explanation of the Torah, but rather it is a Barakera.
What does that mean? It's Rov of the Padachas.
The Barakera. No, Rov of the Padachas is Barakera. Lo Askana, we say that the Din in Yevamos is Chumr Deshus Ish. It's derived from the Havamim, when the Gemara asked the Kashan of Yevamos. So why did it answer Rubo Kukulo? So you see, Rubik Kulo is not enough when you need Hakara. But now, Lamaskana, that's only a Chumr Veshus Ish. You only need the Padachas, really, for Hakara. And then, why rove the Padachas? Because he holds you'll have Hakara and rove the Padachas. Right, he's arguing with the Sma, like you. He's arguing with the Sma, and he's saying there, it must be that there is Hakara. Rove the Padachas. Because of the Mahani Rove, keeping the lesser Be'akerai in Shom. The Bach Taka takes out the word Rove, he says it's a mistake. And Avada Ruba Kukulo does not help. And Avada there's no Heker in Rove the Padachas. So the Shmaitz is saying, you know, I'm agreeing with the Bach. And I'm going to bring a riot to him. Uraya Midivre Toysa Shom. The Ramashul Chut my timer. But the Toysus is going on. The Gemara says, according to Rabbanan, that you can't say your kids are mamzer. So what do you do with the pasuk of Yakir? Yakir Lomeli. So Toysus asks the Zelashono, Tema the Parach Rabbanan Yakir Lomeli is the Chlik of the Hocha. You need this then that to be a Bechor Lanachla. You need Akora. Right, according to Reish Lakish. The Vadachas does not work for Nachla, and the Kohen Tav Yechon it does, because there is Hakara. Gabra Rav Yechon, the Sphere Le'afla Nachla, he's considered a Bukhor. Haina Mishum does a heavy Bechal Yaker, because he holds the Vadachas is enough. So, that's Tosis Kasha. Avadi, you need the Pasuk of Yaker for this din, that you need to be a Barakera for Pishnayim. What does the Gemara want when it says Yakir? What do you learn out from there? Now a sugya. The sugya that you need a barakera. Umay kushya. Now the Shmaitz is talking. What's Toysus kasha? Lamaskona dala Rav Yechanan din nachla in a cholam klal mishar dvarim. If Rav Padachas is enough to be called b'chor l'nachla because of the Sma's reasoning, because of Ruba Kukulo, or come to think of it because of his own reasoning, because there is Heker in Rova Badachas, so then what does Toysus want? You don't need the Pasuk of Yakir, because that's, otherwise you're not even born. This is the minimal amount you need for birth. And now you're telling me Rabbi Yechon holds your Makir through that. So then you don't need a Pasuk, because it has to be born, not everybody holds it has to be born. The Gedorim of being born, according to what we're saying now, if Rov Padachas is enough, so that being born is the same as Yakir, as having Hakara.
Isn't it Yakir, at the end of the line, before the guy dies, he says, you know, some guy shows up to tell him before, and he says, no, he's the before. Doesn't Yakir tell us that he can identify the before, you know, when he's old, when he's old in the way, when he's going six?
That's the one in the sugya. That you don't need a puzzle for, because you have a migu, you can give it away to the chassid. That's the one in the sugya. But itzuch like the hocha, gam Rabbi Yechon does really after nachla, I never shouldn't have ever called Yakir. My kushya, because Rabbi Yechon did nachla. Bottom line, ain't a chol klal mishor dvarim. The iman of shechem lo yotzerol padachto, ain't a kiyola the chol dover. He's not even considered born. He certainly doesn't get anything. The yotzerol padachto, hapotel the nachla nami. Elal korchach does really the rov padachto ain't a potel the nachla, but it's called he's born. L'shor dvar ma'aloi kiyolot. V'mkein achati boi yakir gamu Rabbi Yechon l'rov padachas. That's Toysus kasha. So that's Toysus kasha. Obviously, according to the Bach, Toysus kasha is again not shver. Once you're called born, then it's enough already. You have yakir too. Vein lomad l'Rabbi Yechon boi yakir l'rov gufo b'yotzer mesuros. T'kvar kasad medu l'shitas Toysus ma'ani hekeir b'rov gufo. Surah means feet first. Hold the mashmo, stimus apoyskim, the mahani rov gufal and achlo, chmashik sati liel, the mkain, yakal rav yechon, the enuel, the rov apadachas, chmashik sati.
How does rov gufal work? Maybe he doesn't have a head. How does rov gufal work? Maybe he doesn't have a head.
So he's born, without a head, he's a nathan. He's called born.
No, I think we said that it's only because the body's intact that they can be doing the yakir and give them to be a sign on the group, huh? Like them back in the ground.
The feet are coming out first, that's all. Mesuras doesn't mean he's cut up. Mesuras just means the feet first.
Right, but if you know there's a head, how can we identify it?
You could, but feel the goof.
Only if it's your head.
You have a goof, you take a picture, you're walking around, and the father goes.
No, I know.
And then he says, that's my boy! I just bought a new phone, so it has a camera on it. But I think you have to buy a card, do you?
No, you don't have to.
You can take a picture?
Yeah, you can take pictures.
Without a card?
The card will help you take a lot of pictures.
Can you take a picture for Hoshea? He wants a picture of me.
Sure. I can take a picture of my phone if you want.
Well, me or the better that day.
Let him take a thing here. That gives him the camera.
Umiyu!
There we go.
No, I have to put on a tie and a
you
hat.
You look good. Here.
I saw my picture in Mishpacha. You want me to autograph my picture for you in Mishpacha magazine?
That's a good shot. I bet that was a good picture. Yeah.
You want me to buy picture? You want my picture for Mishpacha magazine? I'll tell them to crap out my picture for Mishpacha. It was.
When?
Last week's with the Allah Havdalah ceremony.
English or English?
English. In the Havdalah ceremony. My kids told me I look like Shlomo Kalbach. Ooh, I want to go to the concert this month of Shabbos. You want to come with me on a date?
I am not a Kalbachian, I'm sorry.
And Yoni Yuma, this month of Shabbos.
Oh, do it every year. Time's up again? Oh.
Yes.
He's all old, you know.
He's my
We're
friend.
We're in the dorm together.
My pal. Umiyu Bekesef Mishnah. Kosav. So we're back to the question. So now we're back with that question that you're either not born or you're born in this hakeira. According to the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah. So you don't need a pasuk of Yakir according to the Kesef Mishnah. Because either the whole head came out and there's Yakir, or not the whole head came out and you're not cold born yet.
But Rubo is good enough.
What?
Rubo is good
enough. No, not at the head.
No.
That's what the Kesef Mishnah says in the Rambam. Rosh Rosho is enough. Then there's Hekeira, because you have the whole Padachas. Upeperek Mishemes. He's going to take care of another Gemara. The Gemara says, if a child is born, La'achar Misos Oviv, Oma Ma'a Breit Ravetim Mishmeidu Rovah, Mensh, another La'achar Misos Oviv, Enam Amayit Bechelek Bechorah. In other words, someone died, and let's say he had two children, Reuben and Shimon. And then Ishto was Muberes and Levi was born. So Levi gets a share in the Yerusha, he's a son. But he's not Mamayit the Chelek Bechora. In other words, what would be, without Levi, what's the Chelek Bechora? Let's say there's 12 portions of the Yerusha. So what does the Bechora get? What? Yes, what would he get? He would get, no, if there would only be two kids.
How many people?
Two.
Oh, two.
So he gets eight, right? You make believe the Bechorah is two people.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's 12 portions, the Bechorah gets eight, and the other kid gets four. If someone is born La'achar Misos Av, then the Bechorah still gets, well, I don't know if he gets four for the Chelek Bechorah, and that leaves us eight. And the eight is split amongst three kids. But his Bechelek Bechorah is untouched. It's not affected. His Bechelek Bechorah is four.
Comes out from the other brother.
He gets twice four. Mm-hmm. He gets twice four. So if someone's born Lachamisa Sa'abo, he gets once four. And then the remaining eight is divided amongst three children. Because now there's three children. Okay? That's the din there of Marbury Rav Yosef Mishmeid Derovah. Okay? And if Levi would be born before Misos Aviv, then about there's three kids, right? Then the Bechorah only gets three. But if there's three kids and 12 portions, so That means you make believe there's four kids, right? And each, that means he gets six, and he gets three each, right? My time of the Yodu Loi Amarachman of Lohan Lechem. Right? The Yodu Loi. So he has, the children have to be alive when he's alive to affect the Bechayra. Gubbubadisim Masnu Hachi, Amamar Breder of Yezu Vishmeid the Ravla, Bechor Shanoilad Lacham Misus Aviv, Ein Anoitel Pishnayim. The woman was Muberes, or a man had two women. And the Bechor was born after he died, from one wife, and the other child was born after he died from the other wife. In a night of Pishnayim, there's no Bukhara. Because he's a child, he yarshins. We were bothered by this 2 days ago, I don't know why. He certainly yarshins, he's a child. He's the person's son, there's a father-son relationship. Even if the father died when she was Muberes. But he doesn't get Pishnayim because there's no Yakir. Koshalarid, Amailoi Mapakle ni Vyodulo. Twice you see us, you learn how Vyodulo. That he has to be around with the father. But he has to have a new Pasuk of Yakir for. Vinaimadro Padacha Savale Kiyolo de Chomili, El Gabe Nachas Bechor. Being a Yakir, Roy Fadachas Loi Minker, and like the Bach says, in Kainari Yisuch Yakir, Lamaidro Padachas Rab Yechonon. This is no Hakara. The Kasha of Taisus is, why do you need the Pasuk of Yakir to say he has to have been born when the father was alive? You can learn it out all from Vyodulo. That's what happened for Vyodulo, means shall be born to the father. The father has to be alive when the kid's born.
That was the previous name.
Right, so why isn't that enough? So Taisus says, that's Taisus Bleib Shver. So the Shmaitza says that if Roy Padachas is Kiyolud, but you still don't recognize it, so that's why you need Yakir. That Roy Padachas doesn't get Pishnayim, even though it's called born.
This only matters if it's twins or something?
No, that's just why there's a Bechor.
That's what I'm saying. If there's no twins, there's no Bechor. It's just right, him. So the right, earth is everything.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's just according to the Bible.
Well, the Reish Lakish, if we look at Roy Padachas, not me, Yemit Yakir.
That's only if you hold it
together.
It's not.
It's not.
Well,
he's naming her not. Okay, we move on to Perek Tezayin. Back to the Gemara in Bechairis. Reish Lakish says, Padachas Pederes Bechomoko. Right? The Padachas is called it's born. It's called it's born. You need a pidyon haben. And even if he goes back in, he's the Bechor Lekoyim. But not Nachla, because it says Yakir. That's Reish Lakish. Right? And Rabbi Yechanan says Afla Nachla. The older is Akeira in just the Padachas. Right. The Gemara asks, Shom B'Bechoyrus, let's start learning the Shmai Tzaperik Tazayin. B'ho Deporach Rabbi Yechanan B'Mishnah Seinu De'etznan. Ein meiden ella al parts of konem im achaitem. You need much more than the Padachas. U'mishani hosu b'shem chomer de'esh usish b'chulu. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara grabbed the asks, why are you so machmer? You always want to be mekel with a woman whose husband's missing. Say he died. So Taisa's answer is, we're mekel b'sofa. Not betchiloso, meaning the evidence has to be A1. Once you have,
it's in the Gemara, then
the evidence has to be clear. Once it's clear, you just take it from an Eid Echad, etc.
Right. The beginning, I thought we said the Gemara. The beginning is Mako, the end is Mako.
The Chomish Mako of the Sofa means if the husband comes back. Here is a different tchilat. So here he's saying, once you have your evidence, then Mako and who has to present the evidence, how many people have to say it, etc. But you need very clear evidence that the guy's dead.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. Hani mili, that they may kill. The Gemara answers, shiny eight besisha dachmir barabon. That Padachas is not enough. You need roles. You need Padachas and Chotem. the Gemara says, I was so makel, AVPA is good enough, and all these things. The Gemara answers, we're makel the sofa. After we have a clear Eidus, so we're makel, how many people have to say Eidus, what kind of person can say Eidus, etc. But the Tchilosa is a different Tchil of the soul that you're thinking of. B-boy is saying, okay, we'll stop here. So that, this gets us into a new Indian.